I had assumed this was a world of sword and sorcery, like the kind you'd see in an RPG. No, well, they did have swords and sorcery. That's why I assumed it wouldn't be weird for spirits to exist, too. Was that just something I convinced myself of? Well, what about the god beast said to protect the Dark Elves' forest, then? I asked. Oh, that one's fine, said Genia. God beasts definitely exist, or did at one point. I couldn't tell you if there's one in their forest or not, though. That one exists? I mean, the greatest god beast of all, Mother Dragon, really does exist in the Star Dragon mountain range. Yep, yep. I can understand why you're confused. The line between things that exist and things that don't is vague in this world. That's another factor that makes it hard to see the truth. My head's starting to hurt, I complained. Are you okay? Lysia placed a concerned hand on my shoulder. I put my own hand on top of hers and answered. I'm fine. But internally, I wasn't fine at all. In the course of a few minutes, I had lost my understanding of this world. There was magic, but I didn't know if there were spirits or not. But these things called god beasts did exist. Nothing made sense to me anymore. I would need to collect a list of more things that did and didn't exist, then compare the two, before I would have even a vague sense of what this world was like. That was how I was starting to feel. Getting back on topic, here's the second mistake, said Genia. Well, I've pretty much told you it already, but it's the jewel is a tool to send out images and sounds it picks up part. Like I told you before, the broadcast function of the jewel is something we discovered by accident when we tried using water and wind magic on it. In other words, we've only been using the jewel for broadcasting. What? I exclaimed. Then did she mean the jewel wasn't only a tool for broadcasting images and sound? For instance, mankind uses the water wheel in a wide variety of applications, said Genia. They're not just for irrigation. We also use them to thresh and pulverize wheat, and to spin thread, too. But if someone who had never seen a water wheel before saw a spinning wheel, don't you think they'd assume it was a tool for spinning thread? That makes sense, I said slowly. Though if she'd used an example with more applications, it would have been easier to understand. For instance, imagine if someone in this world discovered a cellular phone, and then they accidentally discovered it took photos while they were messing around with it. The people in this world would think that cell phones were cameras, the same way we had been thinking of the Jewel Voice Broadcast Jewel as a TV camera. Well then, what are those jewels, really? I asked. Yeah, we know that one. Genia gave my hesitant question a clear and confident answer. They're what's commonly referred to as a dungeon core.